much. On the point on data availability, it is really important and relevant to use the all the existing data, of course, but there is also need on collecting additional data in order to be able to have data series and, as it was mentioned, to assess the initial status of marine environment, the design measures, and to achieve good environmental status. But it is also really important to take into account in designing this global approach to monitoring information and governance as well. So everything that has been done in the framework of regional seas conventions and other instruments, international or regional. Therefore, for example, we in the Mediterranean region, we are already synchronizing our national monitoring programs that should be implemented regularly, therefore annually, with the ecosystem approach and the integrated monitoring and assessment program of Barcelona Convention, but also European countries, member states of the European Union, but also candidate states are committed to the harmonization of the national monitoring programs of marine ecosystem with MSFD. So therefore, I think that all this work should be taken into account in designing this possibility to have, let's say, synchronized monitoring at the global level. This also takes me to confirm that the science policy interface is the correct approach. And another point would be also the financial resources that should be available. I know that already at the Mediterranean level, there are many ongoing discussions on the availability of national fundings for financing the national integrated monitoring and assessment programs. So I'm sure that it will be an important issue. Just to say that why I'm mentioning, of course, IMAP and MSFD, it is because those monitoring programs include ecological objectives in IMAP or descriptor in MSFD, which include marine litter and therefore already developed indicators and methodologies for data collection and monitoring. Thank you.